This is Benjamin Martin. This is Ragtime. Picture a book sitting in the top left-hand corner of a bookcase that has been gathering dust since the beginning of human societies and indeed civilization. The book is entitled The Unknown, and therefore its contents cannot be known, indeed, because given the title, the contents must be unknowable. Yet we should choose to remain in touch with such a book, in touching distance, lest we grow so afraid of its contents that we no longer wish to be within range of such a book. The fear growing ever more intense, and indeed to the point whereby we may not even wish to know that such a book exists, that we know everything that is there to be known and that there is nothing that is unknown. To my way of thinking, such a society as that is diametrically opposed to a healthy society. If we think back to the beginning of the 20th century, with the advent in particular of psychotherapy and psychiatry, with such figures who were the most prominent, starting with Sigmund Freud, then Carl Jung and Alfred Adler. As murky as such psychological terrain may be, in particular with regard to, say, Freud, they nonetheless were able to open up that labyrinth of human psychology, that subterranean area, all those dark spaces and corridors within the human psyche that we otherwise turn away from in horror, and make it somewhat more accessible, albeit that a lot of what Freud wrote may seem, and indeed strikes me as convoluted, it still keeps us somewhat within touching distance of the unknown, and that indeed goes for Carl Jung with regard to archetypes in the collective unconscious, or indeed with Alfred Adler as well, and his psychology about the individual and community and family. And as I say, once we get at one or become at one remove from this aspect of the unknown in life and indeed as an existential reality to human existence and our condition, we by degrees become a less healthy society. At least that's what I would argue. And art also plays a crucial role in this. For if we think of a composer like Schubert, he is what I term an abyss starer. He was able to stare long and hard into the abyss, much in a Nietzschean kind of way, if you like, and draw out of that labyrinth of his personal experience something that he made as beautiful as it be possible, in order that we can come to terms with something deep within ourselves that we may otherwise never be able to access were it not for the genius of, say, Schubert or Beethoven or any number of other great writers. And by making even something otherwise deeply disquieting, unsettling, by making it as beautiful as can be done, say, in the hands of Schubert or Chopin, they make us more comfortable with what is otherwise terrifying and unknown. Thank you for listening to Ragtime.